Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Glad to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Patrick. How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well indeed, Martin, and it's going to be a big weekend of racing because, of course, last weekend we saw the flat kicking into action at Naas last weekend, and what a weekend, what a Sunday it was for Kevin Manning and Jim Bulger.
Yes, fantastic indeed, Patrick. Great treble for them. Big prices too, 20-1, 16-1 and 14-1. I have to say, it wasn't on too many of those. The type of results for last weekend, to say a lot of people were hoping that the jump season keeps going a bit longer. But you can expect that at the start of the flat, there's no doubt with that. Horses maybe not as fit as they would be. Jim has been going well during the Dundalk season as well, and of course Kevin Manning, he's now 52 years of age, Patrick, but still, you know, still one of the top jockeys in the country, and he's seen a very good effect in those three winners. Also a good win for Caravan in the Irish Lincolnshire for Ger Lyons and Colin Keane and David Spratt. That's the second time in 3 years they've actually won that race. Brendan Bracken won it 2 years ago. But yeah, plenty of runners, and plenty of runners in Navan at the weekend. I've never seen bigger fields at this time of year, to be quite honest. We've got 8 races tomorrow. Marathon card starting at 1:45, ending at 5:45, and the Cork Stakes is the feature event. But lots to look forward to. Limerick again have a good card on Sunday. A couple of graded races there, and a big pick six pool of rollover of 54,000 going into it. So it should be very interesting indeed. And lots of racing, of course, then in England, the Starter Flat as well tomorrow. And then we have the Dubai World Cup actually in Maidan as well. So lots to look forward to for racing fans for the weekend.
Yeah, we'll be keeping a close eye on Maidan, of course, a little bit later on. But let's kick into the action for the weekend, Martin, because as you mentioned, there's good racing over the weekend. And the first of the meetings we're going to look at is the 8 race card at Navan, which takes place on Sunday. That has a 1:45 start there at the County Mead venue. And the first race we're going to look at is the second race. That's the 5 furlong handicap, where we have a maximum field here of 23.
Yes, a huge field here, as you would expect. Patrick, and of course wide open race. A lot of these horses kind of run against each other. One there with maybe a bit of a chance is Pat Martin's Aspen Bell. She was fourth in this race off America 61 last year. She enjoyed a good season. She has climbed up the weights a little bit maybe, and things won't be so easy for her maybe this year. Another there called Gopsy's Daughter for Dennis Hogan did very well last season. Again, has climbed the weights, but interesting, Shemmy Heffernan raised that one. And another one of Johnny Murtagh's called Short Step, won 3 races last season. The problem when he wins these couple of races, they kind of go up in the handicap a little bit. Hard to know really what will win that. Maybe something each way. Maybe a horse called Hee Haw for Adrian McGuinness has been doing well on the all-weather, has his string in very good form, Adrian. And I think Hee Haw with Tom Madden on board might be worth a few bob each way in a race where you can finish in the first 4 and hopefully still get paid.
The third race in the card, that's the Cork Stakes, a listed contest for 3-year-olds and upwards over the 5 furlong sprint distance worth €45,000, and 16 will be entering the stalls here.
Yeah, high-class race indeed, Patrick. A bit surprisingly, 16 runners, because we only had 4 in the race last year, but of course the ground was much softer this time last year. Son of Rest actually started one of the favourites last year and got beaten. He had a good season after he won the Ergo Cup. He did heat it for first place, and it's sure to run well tomorrow. I think he would prepare probably softer ground. Aidan O'Brien's interesting one here is called Sergio Prokhyov, a very good 2-year-old of last season, won the Flying Children's Stakes at Doncaster in September, and does have a £5 penalty to overcome here. I normally don't really favour 3-year-olds this time of year against the older horses. Another one, but definitely worth mentioning, those Michael Callahan's Angelic Light. That was a good winner last season as well in Newmarket of a Group 2 event. So certainly those two horses represent a strong 3-year-old contingent here. But I think the older horses, the likes of Medicine Jack, Smash Williams, they're two definitely would give a chance to hear. And with Jim Bulger making such a good start to the season, maybe Smash Williams and Kevin Manning could win this one, number 4 on the card. But Medicine Jack should go well for Ger Lyons as well. It is an interesting race. If I was to have a bet, I certainly would go each way with Smash Williams.
Okay, the 3:25 is the mile 5 handicap for older horses, Martin. We've got a field here of 20.
Yeah, wide open event. There's one was interesting here for Marshall Watson, the Northern trainer, British Art, has run quite some very good races during the winter months over hurdles. He's been placed 4 or 5 times. He did win a race at Down Royal on St. Stephen's Day. Chris Hayes takes the mount here, which I like catching booking. He's a good stall in stall 2, which is very important, I think, and that when you want to be on the inside as much as possible. And that one might have a chance. Also, Madeline Teddicky's Liffey Dale Dreamer did well over hurdles again during the season. I always think the hurdlers have a bit of an advantage this time of year because they are fairly fit. And I think those two maybe I would take against the field here.
We've got the mile handicap then, for older horses, Joe off of 5:10 with a field of 17.
Yeah, a couple of horses have done well in Dundalk over the winter. A horse called Hassan out there, for Anthony McCann, has won two or three of his last couple of starts. He's gone up to, in the market in the ratings down to 81. Shane Cross rides this one. He's a very consistent animal and should go pretty well. Lower down the weights, Richard O'Brien's Cautious Approach is a good chance. Winner of a maiden at Dundalk recently and steps into handicap company in the first time for the first time here with a definite prospects of a market 66. I was just looking maybe at Hartscott Mini Haha for Jessica Harrington, who was among the winners last weekend as well, of course, with Shane Foley. This time Tom Madden takes the mount of this one, and Mini Haha had some good form last season in maidens, just wasn't quite good enough to get ahead in front, but maybe stepping into handicap company will help this one. I think she has a very good each way chance in another wide open contest.
The final race is the 10 furlong 3-year-old handicap for horses rated 45-70, and we will have a maximum field of 18 facing the starter.
Yeah, tricky one here, all right, Patrick. I'm happy going along with the top one here, Cuban Hope for Jim Bulger, Kevin Manning. Winner last time out was Dundalk. It's just these trio handicaps this time of year, a lot of the horses would have ran over shorter distances. So when they step up to the mile and a quarter, you can see some severe improvement. And I think this is a race that maybe the betting market you'd have to keep an eye on. Aidan O'Brien's with Sunday Islands hasn't shown a huge amount over shorter distance, but again, the step up and triple suit. Same would apply to the likes of Dreamboat Dave for Gerard Lyons, and certainly one down towards the bottom horse called But I Like It, for Joseph Ryan. Interested book in there, Declan McDonough. Didn't show a huge amount during the all-weather, during the winter months, but certainly could go well over this mile and a quarter trip. I think the safest one is Cuban Hope, but I wouldn't be surprised to see one or two longer price ones getting involved here as well.
Okay, we've left out the opening sprint maiden and the two divisions of the mile maiden, Martin.
Yeah, big fields here. Edward Lynham obviously is one to follow, I think, in these sprint maidens, and his glamorous power has a good chance in the opener. Drawn two was against the rail, which is quite a good draw. Was third and second here, second at Navan last season, which is, you know, shows you handles the track well. Normally does well with these type of horses, and this one could win. Captain of the Bounty would be a danger there for Aidan O'Brien, of course, stall 15. Ran some good races last year and must have had a chance off a mark of 85. In the 2 mile maidens, very tricky race, and the first division at 4 o'clock, maybe Dermot Wells, Sir Caldy would have a chance. Thornton's only won last year. Chris Hayes on board, sure to improve, and maybe will be one to watch out. Well, in the other division, a lot of these are kind of first time out. Hard to know what way you'd follow this one, but maybe Tracker Saga again for Bulger and Manning would be one you could keep an eye on in that second division of 4:35.
Okay, so that is the action at Navan on Saturday. What about Sunday's action at Navan? Superb action at the National Hunt Scene. 1:45 kickoff there at the County Limerick venue. And the second race going to look at, that's the Novice Hurdle over 2 miles, Martin, with 11 runners going to post.
Yeah, very tricky hunt is this. A lot of horses with chances. The weights are headed by the Holy One, a winner at Hurlis in January last time out. But there was one there I noticed at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago, Serious Ego, who won very well on that occasion for David Russell Garnett. It looked like he was going to follow up at Navan a couple of weeks later, but unfortunately made a very bad mistake at the last hurdle, and that cost him a victory. And we went up £3 for that. He finished fifth on that occasion, but must have a good chance once again, granted a clear round. Another one, though, with a definite prospect here is Maze Runner for William Mullins, Paul Townend. Second, the Band of Outlaws at Naas a couple of weeks ago on softest ground. Now, the only thing about that was Band of Outlaws went on and won a very, very good race at the Cheltenham Festival in good style, and now probably heads for a grade one at Aintree next Friday, or next Thursday, I think it is. So I think Mike Mays Runner, that form has been boosted a lot. He does like maybe a bit more cut on the ground, that's the only thing. So maybe on that basis, I think Serious Ego has a very good chance for Cardinal David Russell.
The third race is the Mayor's Conditions Hurdle, Martin, due off a 2:55 with a field of 11.
Again, the Russell and Elliott combination could supply the favourite here. A horse called Black Tears ran an absolute blinder when toured at the Cheltenham Festival a couple of weeks ago in the Mayor's Novice Hurdle. It was a funny race, this one. It was won by a 50-1 shot trained by Woody Mullins. And then the second one was actually 66-1, Concert Tista. And Black Tears finished a good tour on that occasion. Now, that was a very good performance. She was a good bumper mare last season as well. It took a while to actually win a race over hurdles, but now that she has, she certainly has progressed well, and I think she's a worthy favourite. She did get a hard race, though, and that's only 2 weeks ago. So maybe Woody Mullins has cut the mustard, I think, might have a chance here for Paul Townend. Finished 11th in the county hurdle. Big field there, very competitive handicap. This one travels very well on the bridle and will be suited to the likes of Limerick, because I don't think she finds a huge amount off the bridle, and maybe the downhill finish will suit her compared to the uphill Cheltenham finish. The stiff finish there probably wasn't played to her strengths. Emily Moon's over for Jessica Harrington was disappointing at Cheltenham, but could do better now with Paddy Kennedy on board. I think it's a tricky race. A narrow vote goes to Cut the Mustard to beat Black Tears.
The 3:30 is the Adair Mara Opportunity Handicap Hurdle over 2 miles with a maximum field of 18, giving conditional riders a great chance winning here.
Yes, indeed, a strong race this one, and plenty of winning chances. I was looking at Cavan Cromwell, who's had, of course, a tremendous season. He's got a couple of runners here, but one of them, Moses Affleck, I think, caught my eye last time, finishing fourth at Naas behind a stable companion, Ming Dynasty, who won well on that occasion. Conor McNamara is a very good young rider. He claims £2 off this in this opportunity riders race. I think maybe that would be the one I'd be claiming along with each way. Hoban Horse Name a Chance, obviously Prince's Manor goes well for John J. Walsh or Tom Ryan on board, or Trevor Ryan on board, should certainly go very well. But another one with chances would maybe the likes of Chosen Hour for Sean Ahern. But I think Multidathic could reward each way support.
The big race is the 4:05 race. That's the Hugh McMahon Memorial Novice Chase, Martin. A Grade 3 contest over 3 miles, and we've got a good field here of 8.
We have indeed, and a strong contest, has to be said. My Henna was a very good winner of a horse in this a couple of weeks ago, but the ground was really, really testing on that occasion. She really loves that type of ground. Might be a bit different on Sunday. She's taken on the geldings now as well on this occasion. But he wants a strong hand with Robert Lafore and Borough Saint both doing battle for him. Robert Lafore has conceded £6 all around. He's won a couple of races already this season. He didn't get much of a run last time when he was badly interfered with by the fall of Jets at the first fence at Nice a couple of weeks ago. But I think now, with that run behind him, he should certainly improve a lot on that, and he certainly will go well for Paul Townend. However, his seventh man at Borough Saint, Ruby Walsh on board, might just be better on Sunday. Good winner at Gordon Park last time at a beginner's event. A race that was run at a fairly good gallop throughout. He jumped fairly well on that occasion, and he might be good enough to win again. Another danger, definitely Jessica Harrington's Moonshine Bay. Fourth to Delta Walker at a Grade 1 at Leperson over Christmas. Also fourth to Chris's Dream in an Avon Grade 2 last time. So I think he'll have no problem with the trip. He likes the training ground, and it certainly has a good chance, but maybe Borough Saint might be the one.
The handicap chase is the penultimate race in the card over 2 miles, and one extended with 7 good posts.
Yeah, Gullin Chosen has a very good chance here for Seamus Bellan, and Donny McInerney has been in very consistent form, likes Limerick as well, and must have a very, very good chance. Second last time at Wexford to an improvement sort, but he does have a fair bit of weight to carry here, and maybe slight preference is for Tycoon Prince for Gordon Elliott and Davy Russell. This one hasn't won for quite a while, but he has been running graded company. He hasn't been disgraced in that, but this lower type of class I think will suit him. He hasn't won a race now for quite a little while, so he might be just taking a bit of a chance here, but I think he's slipped down enough in the ratings to give him a good chance. Stable companion Dakota Moriette has been a little bit frustrated not winning a race over fences to date. Has run some very good races again, and Jack Kennedy's on board, will give it a good chance, but I think Tycoon Prince might be the one here.
And of course the Kevin McManus Prime Bumper, of course, worth €40,000. 10 runners to go to post here, Martin. A couple of winners among the contest as well, but I'd be interested in this Fakhar Dullarge, of course, who was withdrawn from that bumper and third us last week.
But well, that's just exactly what I was going to say, Pat. I don't know much about him, but there's plenty of money on during the course of the day. He was a very sharp price, 11 to 10 or so, by the time racing was due to kick off for him. But obviously, no Mead walked, of course, and took out one or two horses. The ground had gone fairly lively at Hurlis last Sunday, and he didn't want to take the chance. He's obviously held in high regard. The fact he's making his debut in the list race tells you that obviously connections hold him, as a good horse. The way the betting came in his favour last week suggests he got very close here. In that race, actually, Dewcup won the race for Ted Walsh, but horse called Black Hills of Dakota certainly caught the eye in second. Tom Hamilton rides for John Halley. He's a very well-bred horse, this. He's still a colt. I used to be trained by Aidan O'Brien, which would be at one stage. And I tell you, I put up a very eye-catching performance on that occasion. He should go very well here. Barney DeMott and Ali Emmett, two winners in the race. Both won narrowly at Nace. And both, I suppose, we'd have to say, would have a chance here, although they do have to concede £4. I just think the way the betting went last week, just as you said there, Fakhar Dullarge might just be good enough to win.
Okay, we're going to have a look at the English racing then, Martin. And, of course, it's the return of the English turf flat season tomorrow at Doncaster. And the big race on Turf Moor is the 3:35. That's the Lincolnshire. And we've seen this week a big anti-post gamble from the Adrian McGuinness yard, of course. Saltonstall, who was with the Michael Halford yard last year, he was sold for £44,000 during the off-season.
He's always been a very promising horse, actually, Patrick. I remember running very well first time I was a Tulo. Then he was off the track for quite a while. And he did well last season for Mick Halford, won a nice primary handicap at the Curra early on the season. Now, not surprised to see plenty of money for him, but normally the Lincoln is run on very soft ground, which would really suit him. Unfortunately, that hasn't been the case, and he has to go on a bit faster ground tomorrow. But he certainly would have a chance. He's £5 lower in England than he is in Ireland, which is not always the case. And Adrian McGuinness has been going particularly well. Ronan Whelan has been doing very well for the stable. He had a treble there last Friday week at Dundalk for him, and he really is a very good young rider. I think he's a good chance. It's a race we haven't won for many, many years. Actually, I remember the last one, it was actually 1984, a horse called Save and Mercy, trained by Dermot Weldon, ridden by the late Walter Swinburne, which I believe. That was way back in 1984, and that's the last Irish time winner up the race. We don't really, not a race we kind of go and have too many runners in. I think the factor that the money has come from suggests he's a very good chance. There's a couple of interesting horses against him. Obviously, a horse called Ogdare is one, Charlie Appleby and Godolphin, well fancied to go very well here, this one. It's only 7-2, 4-1. There's been in recent years, the Lincoln has been won by 30 kind of lightly raced horses that sometimes, you know, can develop into group performers, and they're hoping this Auxerre will be one of those, I think. So he certainly would have to be given a big chance here. But I do think Salt and Stall is worth a few bob each way.
Okay, let's have a look at the racing in Dubai then as well, Martin, if you don't mind, because some superb racing over there. And I want to kick off just a couple of early races on the card. The Dubai Gold Cup will see the return of last year's Melbourne Cup winner, Cross Counter. He'll be running in the race. But a couple of other horses to take note of, I suppose, the likes of Red Galileo and maybe Prince of Arran, who ran a cracking race in that Melbourne Cup.
Well, he did, and you'd expect him to go very well here, I think, indeed, Patrick. That was a great run, the Melbourne Cup. And, you know, it's always a great race to get involved in. And the natural kind of progression that we've seen since you go to Maidan for these type of races. And you'd have to give that a very, very good chance. It's on tomorrow, as you'll see. The fourth race, actually, at 12:50 tomorrow, runs all through the afternoon. I think the last race around 4:40. And I think these type of horses, you know, this Maidan is kind of very new in international terms in recent years, and it seems to be now, you know, Australia lead on to Maidan, and they kind of come back then maybe for Royal Ascot. That seems to be the way things go, and it'll be very good racing tomorrow. A lot of these horses have had prep runs in Maidan over the last couple of weeks, and it's amazing the way the world seems to be so much smaller now when it comes to horse racing. Like before, you wouldn't, if you went somewhere like Australia, you'd run again maybe for a couple of months. Now it's a different story altogether. And Prince of Arran certainly is a good chance for Charlie Fellows. He's a very, and young Roisin Murphy, he's got some very good rides tomorrow. I'd say Red Galileo has been a very good performer as well, but he's a big price here. I think Prince of Arran, as you say, would have a good each way chance. You never know. A Cross Counter, of course, he's the favourite at the moment. He won the Melbourne Cup, and he's been very late races. As he's now a 4-year-old, he was only a 3-year-old back then. He's 7-4 favourites. So you'd have to give him a big chance under winning Buick. But certainly, you'd be hoping one of the English horses can win that.
The Alcoa Sprint, well, it's one of the shortest priced favourites in recent memory at Maidan, and Blue Point looks to be the one to beat. Aidan O'Brien has won in the race, Lost Treasure. Any chance, Martin?
I doubt it very much, I have to say, Patrick. If it's a kind of a funny horse, the faster to go, the better, so that'll certainly suit him. I seen him in the Dakura in his maiden last year, but you never think he'd be good enough to run then in group races after, but he actually went very well in the Prix de l'Abbé, finished in fifth. He's a tricky horse to get right. He kind of has to be landed on the line, and I think Ryan won't be doing very well in this type of company. They go like the Blazers here from the start. Blue Point, I think he was withdrawn last season when he was hot favourite to race, but he's a very, very good sprinter. He's around 4-6, 4-7. And it's hard to see him beaten, to be quite honest. If Lost Treasure could get placed, I'm sure Connections would be thrilled.
The UA Derby over the mile and a quarter trip will see a short price favourite again here in Divine Image. And of the Irish runners, again, Aidan O'Brien has got Van Beethoven with Ryan Moore in the place.
Yeah, wouldn't be convinced he'd get the trip already, 1.5 furlongs, but he was a pretty good 2-year-old, very consistent, 1/6 and 7 furlongs. Interesting that he steps up to a mile and a quarter here. And this is a mile and a one here, sorry. And this is a race that he actually has done well in the past. Aidan O'Brien's had a couple of winners over the last few years. So certainly would have a bit of a chance, around 10 or 11 to 1 at the moment. As you say, the favourite though, looks, you know, he's going to be very, very hard to beat. He will be short enough price around 5-2, 9-4. And William Buick, again, could have a big day tomorrow. Charlie Appleby was doing extremely well over in Maidan. And I say this one will be very well fancied.
The next race on the card, Martin, is the Dubai Golden Shaheen. And a couple of stories in behind this. And, of course, the favourite, Roy H, got taken out during the week. But a local Irish interest here in Drafted, of course, from Aaron Moore, connections from the Gleeson family. He's been winning a couple of nice handicaps throughout the season. Is now as short as 3-1 to win the 6-furlong contest tomorrow.
Yes, with that favourite being withdrawn, it certainly opens things up an awful lot. And it's interesting, you're saying to me off there about Brian Gleeson's connection, and certainly Drafted would have to have a good chance. The Irish runner here is actually a horse called Tate O'Key for David Marnane. This horse won 5 or 6 races in Argentina, which I believe over the last couple of years. And he hasn't done too badly on his couple of runs in Maidan. Shane Foley goes over to ride him. He was around 10 or 12 to 1 before the withdrawal of Roy Hayes, so I'm not quite sure what price he'll be now. But he has run some very good runs. He only ran there 3 weeks ago. And David has a very good record when he goes into these international races. A good winner at Royal Ascot last year. He's had winners in Maidan before. And I'd be hoping from an Irish point of view he can be placed. But hopefully one of those two will certainly go well. But it's a totally different race now. Roy H, he would have been very hard to beat, no question about that.
Yeah, and actually Taylor Key was actually behind drafted on both his runs in Maidan this carnival so far, so that'll be an interesting point of view. They are both best luck to both connections there in that one. The 320 is the Dubai Turf Martin again. All eyes will be on the Japanese runner here, Almond Eye, who seems to be the Japanese champion over there. Of course, Christoph Lemaire will be taking the ride. Of the local interest, of course, you've got Without Parole for John Gosden, Wotton for Charlie Appleby, and of course Aidan O'Brien has got I Can Fly.
Yeah, I do like that. I Can Fly, I have to say. She won easy at Dundalk a couple of weeks ago, but you respect that. But she really improved an awful lot last season. She ran fair a few times. She won well at the Boomerang Stakes, actually, on Irish Champions weekend at Leopardstown. And then she just got touched off in a great race in the Group 1 at Royal Ascot on very soft ground towards the end of the season. She's very much improved mare, and I think they wouldn't be sending her out there just to make up the number. She's around 10 or 12 to 1 at the moment, and he'd be hoping she'd get placed. But I have seen this Amadori, and really this one does look extremely very good horse. This had a very, very good horse in Japan, winner of the Japan Cup and unbeaten over there. Another one maybe we know from last season, a horse called Lord Glitters has run some very good races as well for David O'Mara, but he's probably a big price here. Without Parole was a very good winner of the St. James Palace Stakes last season, but seemed to go off slightly after that, disappointing in the Sussex Stakes. But John Gosden, I'd say, wouldn't be sending him over here unless things have changed for him. He could be a decent four-year-old. Obviously Frankie Dettori taking the mount points of his chance as well, but I think for the international flavour it would be nice to see Amund Oye win for the Japanese, and it certainly would take plenty of beating. Hope for a good one for I Can Fly though.
Should be very interesting indeed. The Dubai Shima Classic, of course, is the month and a half contest on the night, worth over €5 million as well, Martin. And we've got an old favourite here from Charlie Appleby stable in the Old Persian running here.
Yeah, very solid horse this fella indeed, and we'll have a good chance to see his head in the market here. Very good horse last year as a trio, won at Royal Ascot, ran well in the Leisure as well. I do like Ryan Moore and Aidan O'Brien's chances here on Magic Wand. I've seen it run in America a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it ran a fine race, came home very strongly and finished second. That run should leave her spot on here, around 5-1. I think she's got a very, very good chance. He also runs Hunting Horn with Wayne Lorden aboard. Now, this one probably would have to improve an awful lot. There's only 8 runners in this. I think this one could be our best chance of the night to have a winner, and Magic Band hopefully will do it. Old Persian certainly though would put up a stiff opposition over this mile and a half trip. This will suit him to the ground. I don't think he really got home in the Leisure last year when he was well fancied for the race, but yeah, I think Magic Band hopefully be the one for us here.
And in the Dubai World Cup, Martin, I know we've got no Irish runners, but we've got last year's winner in this Thunder Snow in what looks to be one of the most open Dubai World Cups, worth over €10 million in recent memory.
Yeah, and Thunderstone was a bit of a surprise winner last season, like Patrick, but he certainly, must have a good chance again. He's around 5-1. He was second there a couple of weeks ago over course and distance. The one I would give a bit of a chance is a horse called Guinevere. He's a horse that finishes very well from off the pace, and I just think he might just be, the race will be running a strong gallop, and it probably will suit him. He certainly needs to be better around 12-1. Thunder Snow, as I say, he sets a decent standard. He's a fair horse, this fella. But he was, I remember him as a trio running behind the likes of Glenn Eagles and Churchill in particular. He was secondary skinnies good 2 years ago now. And it was probably a bit surprised when he won the race last year. Sometimes the way World Cup has won the richest race in the world doesn't produce the strong international feel that maybe other races can do. And I'd imagine he has a big chance again. But I think going to vary each way, that's where I'll be playing that one.
Okay, should be an interesting evening's racing, of course, kicking off at 12:15 with the Godolphin Mile tomorrow, going all the way through to 4:40 to the richest race in the world, the Dubai World Cup. But, Martin, that's where we're going to have to leave it. But before we do, let's get your best bets of the weekend.
Well, Navin, tomorrow there's plenty of opportunity here. I think definitely Smash Williams is a good chance in the 250 big field, but I think he has a very decent chance. And I also like the chance of Mini Haha in the 5:10. For Jessica Harrington. At Limerick on Sunday, some very good racing there. I do like the chance of Cut and Mustard in the 2:55 for Paul Townend and Woody Mullen. I think that's a very good chance. But I'll take a chance on Tycoon Prince in the 4:40 as well.
Okay, so that is it for the weekend's action. Navin and Limerick, and of course some good international action as well. Martin Murphy, once again, we appreciate your time. Thanks very much for joining us, and hopefully we'll catch up to you again, of course, next week ahead of the Aintree National.
No problem, Tom Patrick. Looking forward to that very much.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.